Welcome to Stonehenge. Make your way to the tunnel while I tell you about your audio guide. As you go round the site, you'll find circular markers set low on the ground near the path. Each has a number. All you have to do is key that number into your audio guide and then the green play button to hear the relevant commentary. Sometimes we'll suggest you key in an extra number to hear more information. To adjust the volume, use the loudspeaker buttons. To pause a commentary, press the red button, and then the green to restart. If you miss something, you can rewind using the double arrow button on the left. When you get to the tunnel, walk on through, past the artist's impression of a prehistoric landscape on the wall, and keep listening. Stonehenge has stood here for thousands upon thousands of years. It was already an ancient site by the time the Romans invaded Britain. But its original purpose has long been lost, swept away by the mists of time. Throughout history, countless people have been drawn here to admire, to marvel, and to wonder why and how it was built. Hundreds, maybe thousands, of prehistoric people toiled to make this unique construction. The centuries have taken their toll, but the monument still remains imposing, enigmatic, and forever mysterious. We will give you a brief history of Stonehenge as you walk around the site, and you'll also have the choice of listening to more explanations on the wider landscape and to some of the myths and legends that have grown up around it. And if you'd like any information that isn't included on this tour, do ask our custodians. They're always on site and are very happy to answer questions. Whilst no stones have been replaced, several have been re-erected or straightened in the last 100 years. This has been done to ensure safety and greater understanding for visitors. But for now, walk on up the ramp and look out for the first marker, number one. You'll find it on the right, a little way along the path. When you reach it, press number one on your handset, then the play button. Stand here for a moment and listen as you look towards the stones. They're still an impressive sight, but now only about half of the original monument remains. Some stones have fallen down. Others were taken away long ago to be used in such things as buildings or repairing farm tracks. And still others were damaged by souvenir hunters. In earlier times, visitors hired hammers from the blacksmith in Amesbury to chip off a keepsake.